Fisherman's Village. The ancestors of the Caddo fishermen came from the Mears Bay area. For generations, they lived on small wooden purse seiners, which were both their fishing vessels and floating homes. Very often, three generations shared the very limited space, which accommodated all aspects of daily living. A classic case of being all in the same boat. These cramped living conditions are hard to imagine today. But this was commonplace in Hong Kong waters. Fishermen operating in nearby waters found that Caddo was an excellent natural shelter and began anchoring in its bays when they were not working. In the 1930s, a small number of fishermen built small huts with wood and tin sheets on the island to maintain their fishing junks and equipment. In the 1960s, the government provided land and housing loans for villagers to develop a fisherman's village. Initially, there were 9 500-square-foot houses to accommodate 9 families. With 3 or 4 generations often living under one roof, all available space was put to good use. The kitchen doubled as the bathroom, and there was no toilet. The villagers had to use a public dry latrine. In 1962, Typhoon Wanda caused serious damage in Hong Kong and sank many purse seiners anchored at Caddo. To house these homeless families, the government built temporary shelters and allowed the boat dwellers to build houses ashore at Chek Kok Tao. By the 1970s, the majority of Caddo boat dwellers had moved ashore. They finally had safe and comfortable homes.